California. Convicted killer Scott Peterson was back in court facing a new sentence for the murder of his wife, Lacey, and their unborn child. The original death sentence relaxed to life without the possibility of parole, but there is a very real possibility that Peterson could soon get a new trial altogether. News Nation correspondent Nancy Liu joining us live. And Nancy, the hearing got pretty emotional today as Peterson faced his wife's family in the courtroom.
Yeah, very emotional, Ruta Bay. When Lacey's family addressed the court and the judge in person, while the possibility of a new trial is on the horizon, the end result of today's proceeding was known from the start. Scott Peterson is now off death row and now faces life in prison without parole. In his highly anticipated resentencing hearing, Scott Peterson appeared in person at San Mateo County Court in a white face mask and orange prison jumpsuit. His family arrived early to be there, but inside, Peterson did not speak. His attorney, Pat Harris, addressed the judge at length, expressing Peterson's continued claims of innocence and recalling neighborhood burglaries near the couple's Modesto home when Lacey went missing. Prosecutors claim Peterson continues to show a lack of remorse and cited his history of lies. Lacey's mother, sister, and brother delivered emotional impact statements, expressing their ongoing grief and calling Peterson a coward and sociopath.
When you hear these things over and over and over, stop and look at the past and what has happened and these continual things that he is accused of that have turned out to be absolutely false, including number one, being accused of the murder of his wife and child.
The 2002 murder of Lacey Peterson and the couple's unborn baby, Connor, gripped the nation from the start, with many following closely as the investigation closed in on Peterson and revealed an extramarital affair before the bodies of Lacey and baby Connor were discovered in San Francisco Bay. A state Supreme Court reversed Peterson's death sentence last year due to juror misconduct. And a separate hearing on that juror misconduct issue is scheduled for early next year when Peterson's attorney will argue for a new trial. A juror had failed to disclose involvement in previous legal proceedings, and that raised the presumption of prejudice. Ruta Bay?
Nancy Liu for us in Los Angeles. Thank you.